You're listening to Time Faction at War, Episode 5. Thank you for listening, and find the next episode wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Enjoy the show. This episode contains scenes of graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, we're going to walk ahead of you two. When it's clear, I'll signal for you to come.
With that, Brandon and Rose walked off ahead onto the busy street. I gripped onto Marianne's hand tightly as we waited for the signal to move. Brandon and Rose both crossed the crosswalk, casually looking around as they held hands. Then, when they were halfway across the street, Rose signaled a forward motion with her hand, indicating for us to go as well. I slept on my hood, ensuring most of my face was hidden. I was sure everyone here knew what I looked like. While many in the States had recently turned against their government, New Seattle was a different story in that most people here were extreme loyalists. I would not be safe if they knew who was in their city. The traffic signal indicated for pedestrians to stop and wait to cross the street, the car separating Rose and Brandon from us. It was smart of them to time it like that so nothing looked suspicious. After a minute, we were cleared to walk across the street. Rose and Brandon were out of sight by now.
We are about 4 blocks away from the WCO tower. Over.
Okay, good. We're not too far behind. When you get there, wait outside for us. We'll sit down at a bench across the street from the building. Over. I could see the towering structure ahead of us. I couldn't believe that I was back at this place. I never thought I would be here again, especially under these circumstances. After what seemed like forever, we had finally made it to the building. We could see Brandon and Rose waiting alongside the building, so we headed over to a bench that faced it. To enter, you had to go through metal detectors as well as a bag check. Because Brandon had multiple weapons and explosives hidden in his coat, I was to activate an EMP that would temporarily disable the metal detector Brandon and Rose would go through. Once we sat down, I pulled up the program on my iHolo. On my belt clip, a small device was pointed toward the metal detector in which Brandon and Rose were about to walk through. I quickly initiated the EMP with the program on my iHolo, aiming it at the metal detector.
Brandon, go now. Rose, your turn.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to step through the metal detector again. There seems to have been a malfunction.
Rose tried to keep her composure. As she began to turn around, the metal detector turned back on. The EMP had to wait to charge again, so there was no time to disable it once more. I gulped. She still had her guns on her side. Very slowly, she snuck both of them out of the holsters with one hand under her waist and handed them off to Brandon. It was the most slick thing I had ever seen, and the policewoman never suspected a thing.
All right, you're good to go now.
We are in. Headed to the security room now. Over.
Inside, the building was busy with workers scrambling around. Behind the main front desk was the security room, as well as the bathrooms that Brandon would conveniently use while Rose broke in to knock the guards out and steal a security key from them. When Rose approached the door, she knocked. The door cracked open, followed by a guard asking how he could help her.
Can I help you?
Ever so subtly, she just kept pushing the door open, a tactic used to confuse them to allow enough time to break in and stun them all.
Lady, what are you doing?
Okay. Brandon, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm walking by your door in 3, 2, 1.
Right as Brandon walked by the security room door, he accidentally dropped his wallet while Rose slid the key under the door right to where he had dropped his wallet.
Got it.
Brandon then walked over to the bench by the elevators, waiting for one to open up without anyone else on it. Rose was in the security room, watching the cameras on each floor to help Brandon find the next opening.
Quick! Elevator 5 is coming down, and it doesn't seem like anyone is going to get on.
Access granted.
Okay.
Brandon, you're clear. No one's in the basement.
Okay, guys. It's going to take me a while to figure out the exact places to plant the charges. This place is a labyrinth, and we need to maximize the destruction with limited resources given. I only have 10 explosives.
A whole hour had gone by, and finally, Brandon indicated that he was headed towards the center terminal to plant the final charge. I was sweating, and I could tell Marianne was also nervous. What's taking so long?
Brandon, hold up. There are two guides headed down towards the basement. They just pressed the button in the elevator and are descending now.
Copy. I'm planting the last charge now. I'll speak out once I see
an opening. Over.
Just stay where you're at for now. They won't...
Hey, is anyone in there?
As the guards try to get in, Rose knocked a large metal shelf over the door to halt their progress.
Somebody get this door open, now.
Brandon, there's not much time. Get out of there and blow the charges.
I'm running out of options here. There are more guards now, and they're blocking my only exit out. I'm gonna have to fight my way out.
Affirmative. Do what you have to. We stand with you, Brandon. Mess them up real good.
All right. Here goes nothing.
Get down! We've got a shooter! Don't hit the hard drives, you idiot!
Guys, I've been hit in the arm.
And I'm bleeding pretty badly. I don't think I'm gonna make it out. I'm trapped.
What?
What do you mean?
There's no other way. You know what I have to do.
No, you can't. We'll come get you. We'll find our way through if we have to.
No, it's now or never. The president probably already knows about this and can be the point in time travel warfare any second now.
Brandon, please don't. There has to be another way.
No. I love you all. Get out of here and go home. It's been an honor working with you.
I love you. Forever. And always.
I love you. More than words can ever describe. We will meet again one day. I know it.
Wait.
No, wait, please!
Brandon, no!
Send them in. Our work here is done.
Where is Rose?
There she is. Quick, grab the teleportation devices out of the bag. We need to get out of here.
Roger that. All right, boys, you're clear to launch.
Roger that. Blue Leader, ready to launch. Jumping to millisonic speed in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Godspeed.
No. Guys, we have a problem.
What?
When I fell over from the explosion, I crushed the devices. That was our only way home.
Hey, it's okay. Let's just get far from here and take cover. I'll let Huxley and Radcliffe know. We can't call off the strike now, as this is our only up.
We need to get to cover now!
Good idea. Let's go.
Dr. Radcliffe, Our ability to make it home has been compromised. We're taking cover now. Please advise.
You're gonna have to repeat that.
Try them again!
I repeat, we're stranded here. Please advise.
Guys?
Run! Go, go, go!
Both EPA and ASA fighters have begun to engage, lasers flying in all directions. A huge pillar of black smoke was coming from where the missile hit the WCO tower as debris fell to the ground. Rose signaled for us to follow her in between two buildings in a thin alleyway. We all crouched down behind a dumpster, panting. In the distance, we heard a soft roaring noise. It almost sounded as if some kind of fighter was flying this way. But we soon realized that it was shouting from the EPA troops, charging towards the WCO tower. We need to find an opening to get out of here and get as far away from downtown as possible.
Wait. Okay, we're clear. Go, go, go.
Most of the street was cleared out by now, giving us an opportunity to run away. I was horrified to see all of the dead bodies on the street as we began to sprint. The horror I felt sent more adrenaline in me, making me run faster. Just when we thought we were in the clear, we ran into the crossfire of another battle. There were about 5 ASA troopers, but only 2 APA ones. They were in trouble, and we were almost directly in their crossfire. Marianne and Rose began to book it to a car to take cover behind, but I stood there frozen, trying to think about what to do.
Eliza, run! Get over here!
Out of impulse, I dove for the nearest gun that was laying next to a dead ASA soldier, and began to fire. After firing at the soldiers, I quickly dove behind the car where Marianne and Rose were at.
If we don't get moving, we're toast!
The cart we were behind caught fire. We were running out of options. I pulled out a grenade and engaged it, knowing that this was our only way out. Hey listeners, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Time Faction. I had a blast creating it, and I can't wait to share the next one with you. Your feedback is always appreciated, so if you have any suggestions for improvement, please reach out to me at timefactionseries@gmail.com. See you next time.